doing Chazal, they learn out, Rashi brings in the parasha, that Vahib ben Soya is not in the right place, and Lekiyo Chalg Peronius Leperonius. So Rashi, and he doesn't say much in the parasha exactly what is the Peronius Leperonius. The Ramban brings down Pirush Rashi in Shabbos, that it says, before the Nun, it says, Vayisu Mehar Hashem. The Seder HaPesukim is, it says Vayisu Mehar Hashem Derech Shloshish Yom. So they left Har Sinai, Va'arim Bris Hashem Naseh Lefneim Derech Shloshish Yom Losser Lom Menucha, Va'anan Hashem Aleim Yom Yom Benasem Min HaMachne. Then, Vayibin Tzoy Ha'arun with the Nun Hafucha. Then it says two parashiyos. Vayom Kemis Oynanim, Rabba Ozne Hashem. There was complaining about the Tircha and there was a Vativ Rabam. And then the next Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalet was Ha'asaf Soshavi Savu Taiva. They wanted Basar. So Rashi, Ramban learns up in Rashi, Ramban says, and Rashi, Tosis also, Rashi, Ramban and Tosis, both ask on Rashi, that Rashi learns that the first Peronius, Kasav Rav Pirusha Sham, Besoy Shloisha Yomim Lemasom, right away after they were Vayisu Mehar Hashem, His Avu Taiva, Ha'asafsuv Lehisroya Malabosar, and that was the first Peronius. And the second one is the Misoinonim. So for the Ramban, two questions. Basically, it's totally out of order then. First of all, it says in the Gemara Vayisu Mehar Hashem. It doesn't talk about Vayisavu Taiva. Number one. Number two is it's out of order. It says first in the Pasuk that they were Misoinonim. And then later it says Hisavu Taiva. And Rashi is putting the Tehisav HaTaiva first, before, and he puts it even before the Vayim Tzoya, that it was part of the Vayisav Bar Hashem. So it's totally out of order, and it just says Vayisav Bar Hashem, it doesn't say Hisav HaTaiva. So for the Ramban. So Ramban learns different. The Ramban says it was the Mechalik between, not between the first and the second Peronius, where Rashi learns, it's the Mechalik between of the first and the second, but the problem was it didn't want to be Mesholosh per Peronius, Mechalik per Peronius to have three in a row. Okay. So, the Shalos, the Yishuv, and Rashitas Rashi, those two questions. L'chaira, the Pasuk says that the Hisavu Taiva second, and not first. And second of all, it doesn't say it at all. It says Vayisu Mehar Hashem before the Nun Hafucha. It doesn't say anything about the Hisavu Taiva. Kliyakar asks another question that later on in Pasuk, in the Parsha, later on in the Hemshach of the Psukim here, a few Psukim later, it says, in Pasuk Yud, that was Pasuk Dalet, hey? Vayishma Moshe Asam Boichel Mishpachoysav, Rashi says, Al Iskim Mishpachoysav, that they were upset about Al Arayis Shenes Rulam. So Frek Develt, that the Kliyaka says it was part of this Avu Taiva, but like, what happened now? This Isser of Arayis was given to them way before. So there's another inyan over here is that the Netziv writes in Agdama to Parash Sefer Bamidbar, he brings a medrash that says, the medrash basically says it says oyer four times in Bereishis, and one time it says, or I think it says five times. One time it says or, and one time it says, and one of the times it says or was choshech. So basically, the Gemara over there, the Medrash darshins that for the that or is bracious, vahi or whatever. All the svarim's are, but midbar is or v'choshech. The sefer b'midbar is or v'choshech. So zokta mitziv basically is that there's two parts to sefer b'midbar, two concepts to sefer b'midbar, because sefer b'midbar indicates the transition of Klal Yisrael from going to the midbar to getting to Eretz Yisrael. So it's at the beginning of the Sefer, they are totally under the Hashgachas Hashem, like they are by Lamal Min HaTeva, and Tachas the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And when they're going to get to Eretz Yisrael, in the end, they're going to be Tachas the Mahalach of Teva. And Mamela, the Inyan of Oyer is when you're Tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Choshech is when it's already Behester and Siteva, and the transition with Klal Yisrael from the Mahalach of the Midbar to Mahalach of Eitzol happened in Sefer Bamidbar. And Bemela, this is the purpose of Sefer Bamidbar, is to tell me about the transition of Klal Yisrael from Or to Choshech. Okay, and he proves it many, many ways, and stuff for now. But he says that the Kavanah of Chazal, of the Nun Afucha, of Vayibin Saya, is to say that that transition happened here. Is that till the Nun Afucha was one Mahalach, and afterwards was a new Mahalach. What's the Netziv is Masbir over here. So I wanted to understand that also. What's this Shinoi exactly? And if that's true, so it happened right here, where do you see that in the what's going on in the Pesukim? Where in the Parshias that we're talking about do you see this Shinoi in the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a Mahalach of Teva to this Mahalach, from the Mahalach of Nes or to the Mahalach of Teva? So the another Nekuda where you see a Chilak from before to after is that once they asked for Basar, so the Pasuk says they asked for Basar, and Vayomer Moshe al Hashem, Lama Arioisa Lavdacha, I can't do this anymore. I'm mainly Basar. So now Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't provide for them anymore. So Hashem says, fine, Esfili Shivim Ish Meziknei Yisrael. So the question is, Meshech Chochma says, Moshe can't provide it, so the answer is the Shivim Ish. Well, how is the Shivim Ish going to be better? What are they going to do more than what Moshe can do? So he says that till now, they were satisfied with the Man. And Man, the way he says, has no Koyach Chiyuni, and it's not Moilet Taiva. I mean, it's not a physical Meichel Bechlal, and it's not Moilet any Taiva in a person, and it just takes care on a Ruchniyazdika level of their Tzrochim. So it sustains a person more on a ruchnias dikaifen. And Memela calls man that was satisfied with the man. Moshe Rabbeinu says the man can come in the schus of Moshe. The bear comes in the schus of Miriam. Man is in the schus of Moshe. So man is in the schus of Moshe. So that the reason for that is because Moshe's taka reached that darga le'ochos. He didn't eat. He didn't le'ochos le'shaz. He taka lived in a ruch from a ruchnis to kachias, so he could bring them on. Kolzman Klai Yisrael is on that on holding by getting a chias from ruchnis to ka'ifin. Then I could provide for them in my schus the Michael that's going to match up with that. They want to get a physical Michael, and they want to eat it that way. Then that's not for me. I have no way of providing that schus. So Memela needs to be from the Shivim Ish. It needs to be from people that are in the Baha'i Alma. That's the Meshech Chochmas Nekudah. So you see already that there's a Shinoi from before to after, that before it was Man, and it was a Ruch Niyazdika life, and Moshe Rabbeinu, B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. And afterwards, it's becoming a physical life, and it's B'schus to Shivim Mizzakenim. It's a different Mahalach. So, the So what's the chiluk? So basically, the Netziv says that like this. It's an unbelievable Netziv. He says that when it says in the pasuk, "Va'asav shoshasher bikibu his avu taiva." Va'yashuvu va'yivku gam b'nei Yisrael va'yomru mi achileinu basa. So why does it say Vayashuvu Vayivku? Kilo like they're being boiche again. What are they being boiche again? Where's the Vayashuvu here? So the Rashi learns the Shitasa, it was really the Erev Rav, and then they got Klaiso. Vayashuvu also Klaiso. But the Metziv says, Bolam Deinu, Shazeh Arayon Hayolem Kvar, Elo Shalo Yotzim Nasaf V'lochos Arata. That Vayashuvu Vayivku means the Bechia came out now. It's like they're being chayzer on what they were thinking about before. So he says in the bottom, the Herch of Dava, when did they start thinking about this? So when did they... So Vayashuvu Vayivku, now is the second time they cried. We don't find in the Pesukim they cried before. Turns out it came out now, but really they were already clearing about the Basar for a while, and now it came out. So when was this while? How long did it take them? So he says it took them those 3 days that Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos that the Ramban quoted before. They went from when they left Fayisu Mehar Hashem. From them, they already were starting to clear about that they wanted the Basar. And he says that this did that. How do we know that? Because Zokter that Memela, he says that they were starting to clear already from when they left there. And Mamela, the leaving from Sinai, the leaving from Sinai, the pshat is that they had by Sinai they had a gavaldika oinig ruchni, and kozman they were in that matzav oinig ruchni, they couldn't be have a havamina of being nene from gashmias. The second they were leaving, they left with the intention that this is getting too much already. You know, we wanna live a regular life, whatever we wanna. Leave that life to be able to replace it with that the Oinig HaGashmi should be able to replace a little bit the Oinig HaRuchni. It's too much for us. And his Loshen is Gevaldik. He says, Shai B'daitem Loser Meha Oinig Shai Hashem Al Hashem U'bikshu Lehis'aneg Al Tanugim Tanugi Basar. And how did Chazal know that? Because it says Vayisu Mehar Hashem, it should have just said Vayisu Mehar Sinai. So they left Mehar Hashem. They left from being having the chias from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to getting the chias from Gashmias. They want to replace this oinik for that oinik. So Mila Zakter, this is the Yisha for Rashi. The reason that Rashi says that the Puranus was before and it's out of order and everything is because the shoyrish of it was from before. The Yisha Mehar Hashem was the shoyrish for the Hisavu Taiva. So Mila, the shoyrish for the Hisavu Taiva Taka came before the Misoinim. So that's the Puranus you're showing up. And Mimela, it just came out now. But Vayishuva Vayivku, they already declared about it before. The Shurish happened when they were already not satisfied with the Ruchnias. The second that they were dissatisfied from the Ruchnias, Mimela, what's next? You're going to have to be satisfied with something. So Mimela is going to go to the Basar. But that wasn't the Chet, was that they ran after the Basar. The Chet was that they were not satisfied with the Ruchnias anymore. So that was the Perenis Yishan, and that was the first Shurish of it. So Mimela, that's Taka first. And that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, Vayisu Mehar Hashem is the Peronius of the Yisavu Taiva. And Memela, when did this happen? Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Marshal's Lashon, I've said Marshal's Lashon over there, Gavaldik Lashon. Marshal's Lashon is, Vayisu Mehar Hashem is that they left Har Sinai. I think his Lashon is Shehu HaBeis Medrash Elam. He says, Shenosu Mehar Hashem, and therefore nasu bateknesiyah shalmei aretz leilech achar taivus libam. So Marshas Miran was to the same idea. So the first Peronius was when they left the Beis Medrash. It means they're not satisfied with the Ruchnias anymore. The second they weren't satisfied with the Ruchnias anymore, they had to go to the Gashmias. So Mimela, now the pshat is. It's very simple. Kol Zman, the first oifen of living, is living with Kadosh Baruch Hu, is living the life of Har Sinai, and that's the Sefer Bermidbar, that's Or. And when we're living that way, so the Hanhag of Kadosh Baruch Hu is also Or. If we're going to be living in an oifen of Kula Ruchni, and we're satisfied with the Ruchnis, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Ruchnis, so then if we're doing that way, then that matches the Hanhag of Kadosh Baruch Hu is also that way. The second that they're Vayisu Mehar Hashem, the whole Hanhag of Kadosh Baruch Hu changes. You want to now leave and live the life of Gashmi, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, so now I'm going to start the Hanhag of Teva also. So it's not that it started from a Kadosh Baruch Hu deciding to change. It's that we decided to change. When Klai Yisrael changes, then the Hanhag of Kadosh Baruch Hu changes. Now that's the Netziv is saying, that the whole Hanhag of Kadosh Baruch Hu changing happens right now. So it's mamish in the parashias. It's in the parasha itself that this is the point in time when it all changes. It's from this nekuda, and Mimela, I think we answered all the questions. So the boich lemishpachaisav happened now because beforehand they didn't care. Avada they were told about the Isser before. But Kol Zman that they were satisfied with the Ruchnis, they didn't care about that. The Boich L'Mishpachaisav was now the Yisavu Taiva. And that's the Hemshech of the Pesukim. So, when we say in the Davening, Sabe'enu Mituvecha, right? So the idea is that the Sevia that we have should be from Ruchnis. The person's Sevia in Ruchnis, they're not looking for other things. Then they'll be happy with it. They're not going to be more than in the Mataiva. everyone's medayik the psukim. He's avut. They created by themselves a taiva. How did they create themselves a taiva? You create by yourself a taiva by not being satisfied with ruchnius. Naturally, a person is going to seek something, but if a person is satisfied and sees a sipuk in ruchnius, so then they don't need to have a taiva. But the second that they're vayisu ma'arashem, that they're leaving the base medrash looking elsewhere for their sipuk, then avada that's considered being moiled in oneself. A taiva for gashmis. So the tefillah sabayim tuvecha is not this inyan that we should be satisfied with our ruchnias, and that should protect us from taivas from the outside. The avera was that they left the base medrash. The parsha that was chosen in order to separate the peronius vayhim and soya aron is that you bring the Torah with you. Adrava, you bring the Torah with you when you go out. So memela the sipuk of the Torah is mashal in the person, so he's protected from whatever's going to happen afterwards, and that's good for the chiluk between the parashiyas, one stam and random parashiyah that was chosen. So memela the kima of Klal Yisrael, the kima of that darga is the more a person can be satisfied with the Torah and satisfied with the ruchnias, that will protect them from the taiva of everything else out there. Okay. Yeah.